part two of our expose into the border. If you missed part one, it's on our podcast from yesterday. You can go and grab it. We are doing a deep dive this week into the border, into this crisis at the border that's being deliberately created by the Democrats, by the Biden administration. Now, I want to connect real quick for you COVID-19 vaccines and what's happening at the border so you understand the hypocrisy of this administration. You know, there's big headlines that have happened over the last 24 hours about New York City and vaccines, right? In New York City and these mandates and the healthcare workers and this, if you don't get these shots, you are going to be out of a job. New York City has announced today that they are now going to have to use their National Guard to replace unvaccinated healthcare workers. New York State officials bracing, they say, for massive staffing shortages when the state's healthcare workers' vaccination mandate takes effect Monday. They have come out now saying the National Guard is where they're going to look, as well as medical professionals, they say, from other states and even from other countries to help address the shortfall. The governor, the new governor there, released a plan Saturday outlining the steps she could take to increase the workforce in the event that large number of hospital and nursing home employees do not meet the state's deadline. Now, this is a mandate by the state. And what they're obsessing over now, and the Biden administration is backing them up, is you can't work in a hospital and risk your life to save other people's lives, even though we mandated that you risk your life to help other people's lives before we had a vaccine. And if you don't get this vaccine, we're going to tell you you're not welcome. Now, New York hospitals have already come out sounding the alarm. They say, look, we're going to have staff shortages. As this deadline approaches, we already know it. And they're telling the state, like, in other words, you guys are idiots. This is really stupid. Now, this isn't just happening in New York. We've now been told that because of mandates in Texas, there's a Texas hospital system that is going to no longer be able to deliver babies, they're claiming. And the reason why is because of their vaccine mandates. This isn't just, now think about how far away New York is, okay? Think about how far that is from Texas. Now, some Texas hospitals say they're now grappling with a new mandatory vaccine rule. Stuck between Biden and Abbott's competing vaccine rules for employees, public hospitals are considering their next move, as most private systems are already requiring vaccination for employees. Hundreds of hospitals across Texas on Friday were grappling how to respond to an announcement from Joe Biden that they would be required to make vaccines mandatory for their employees in Texas, even as Governor Greg Abbott vowed to fight the new rule. While some, like Texas Children's Hospital and Houston Methodist, had already announced such policies, the state's roughly 120 public hospitals have so far been banned from enacting the mandates under an executive order by Abbott. Then there was a court battle over this. Then the president attacked Abbott. Now, you look at the hospitalizations. Okay, September the 25th, the last numbers I've got, 9,937 people in the hospital. This is one of the highest levels that we've seen since all this has been going on. As of April 6th, go back to April, you had another surge there. That was when some capacity restrictions ended. No masks were longer required, right? So you've got an administration that's trying to force people into vaccines, which brings me to the border. You've got a border crisis. You got people coming across the border. You've got Haitians coming across the border, others coming across the border. And a simple question was asked the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas on Fox News Sunday about, okay, if you're going to shut down hospitals and hospital workers can't even help save lives and nurses can't help save lives nationwide because the mandate's coming from the government that you represent, right, Mayorkas? What are you doing with all the people coming across the border illegally? Surely you're going to hold them the same standard as the doctors and nurses that you're firing and mandating they be fired in New York and fired in Texas and all over the country, right? Because if it's that big of a deal that doctors and nurses and healthcare workers get vaccinated, then it's got to be on the same level with illegal immigrants coming across the border. Have to be some consistency there. Have to be the same type of consistency. Well, guess what? It's not. Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday. Take a listen.
Of the 30,000 Haitians who came across the border into Del Rio, how many did your department test for COVID?
So we have strict COVID testing protocols that we apply across the board. We test, isolate, and quarantine unaccompanied children. We work with nonprofit organizations to test families. Those who are in ICE custody are tested, isolated, and quarantined. Those who are expelled under the Title 42 Public Health Authority are returned immediately. They are not placed in immigration court proceedings, and those we do not test, but because they are returned immediately.
But your own department's inspector general said that your testing policy and the failure to test a lot of people who end up in this country, that you rely on local or state officials and a lot of people don't get tested, has put communities in this country at risk.
We concurred with those recommendations. We made improvements. That is also nothing new. That is exactly why we have an independent review of our operations to see where we can make improvements, where we can strengthen our processes, and that is exactly what we did here.
A couple of more questions.
All right, so let's just clarify. The Department of Homeland Security is admitting they're releasing 12,000, maybe 20,000 immigrants into the country, and of these 12,000-plus Haitian migrants released into the U.S., and it may be more, they're admitting that they have not been tested or have been mandated to get a COVID-19 vaccine before we send them all over the country. Or out on their own reconnaissance where they can go wherever they want to. Meanwhile, our workers, our doctors, our nurses are going to be forced, and our men and women that serve in our military are forced to get a vaccine that you're not even forcing illegal immigrants by the tens of thousands who are coming across the border to get. It makes no sense scientifically. Because I want to talk about the science of this for a second. If we have such a crisis with COVID-19, why would you let anybody into this country that's not vaccinated, much less release them out into the public knowing that they're not vaccinated? Quote, we're still in a battle against COVID to protect our loved ones, and we need to fight with every tool at our disposal, the White House said last week, referring to the healthcare workers. This in New York, by the way, this could mean declaring a state of emergency to allow healthcare professionals licensed outside of New York. They're now looking at, as well as recent graduates and retirees to practice medicine in New York, because so many people are not getting vaccinated in the healthcare system. They say their other options include deploying medically trained National Guard members, partnering with the federal government to send disaster medical assistance teams to local health and medical systems, and exploring ways to expedite visa requests for medical professionals. So we're going to bring in foreigners who have vaccines, who've been vaccinated, I should say, to now take over at our hospitals while releasing tens of thousands of illegal immigrants into America that have not been tested for COVID and have not been vaccinated. It makes no damn sense. You want people to get vaccinated? This is not how you do it, Mr. President. You want people to trust you? This is not how you gain their trust. You're going to kick out doctors and nurses and medical professionals who are saving people's lives, and then you want to bring in foreigners to take their jobs. This is insane. While releasing people that may end up in the hospital system and having massive outbreaks and infecting others who are illegal immigrants who are in this country right now, that you release without testing them and without them being vaccinated. And I'm supposed to respect this administration? Come on. You know, part of the hypocrisy here is the fact that you can't fly into America without being vaccinated. But you can walk across the border, we can catch you, and then we can tell you have a court date, and we don't even ask you if you're vaccinated. This makes no sense. I'll give you another example of how this is all just total crap. Let's go to Knoxville real quick. Knox County Superintendent said masks required on Monday. That's right. A judge has now said the ruling would take effect immediately, according to court documents. A U.S. District Judge, Ronnie Greer, ruled Friday that Knox County Schools must immediately require all staff and students to wear masks amid a legal battle. So we believe that this is such a threat to your children, the COVID-19 vaccine, and to the teachers that we're willing to not educate your child, but will allow illegal immigrants across the border by the tens of thousands, catch them and release them without them having masks on or a vaccine. So we won't educate your kid because they won't. If your kid doesn't wear a mask, we won't even educate your child in America right now. We're having battles in court over this. All the illegal immigrants we catch, come on in. Vaccine, don't matter. Masks, we don't care. Welcome to America. We'll release you to any city you want to go to. Just show up for that court date. Okay, sure, we're going to do that.
News this afternoon, a federal judge ruling today, Knox County schools must require all staff, all students to wear masks. This ruling will take effect immediately, impacting nearly 60,000 students. Good afternoon. Welcome into WVLT News at 4. I'm Brittany Tarwater. Governor Bill Lee's executive order allowing Knox County parents to opt out of mask mandates is also now blocked, overruled by this federal judge. We have team coverage this afternoon helping you understand more about this new mask policy now in place.
Now, again, you go back to this Knox County superintendent. Masks required on Monday, all of you, you'll lose your job. What are you going to do, bring in foreigners to teach our kids? And are they going to have to be vaccinated? I'm just curious. This is the new normal in America today. We won't educate your kid because COVID-19 is such a threat. You better listen to us. You better pay attention. This is a threat. Wake up, America. This is a threat. Hey, what about the people coming across the border? Don't ask the questions about them. And if you do, you're racist. I'm racist? Yes, you're racist. Don't you realize you're racist? Bunch of racists. You're all a bunch of racists. I'm a little confused here. I thought if the teachers get fired, if the doctors get fired, if the nurses get fired for not being vaccinated, and our kids can't be educated if they don't wear a mask in the school system because this is such a national security threat, right? A threat to your children's lives. Then surely the illegal immigrants coming across the border have been tested for COVID-19. Surely they're getting the vaccine, right? Department of Homeland Security, you got to back us up on this.
Of the 30,000 Haitians who came across the border into Del Rio, how many did your department test for COVID?
So we have strict COVID testing protocols that we apply across the board. We
didn't answer the question, did he? How many of them have been tested? Do they have COVID? Did you give them the vaccine? We're not answering that question. No. Homeland Security Secretary not answering that question at all.
Test, isolate, and quarantine unaccompanied children. We work with nonprofit organizations to test families. Those who are in ICE custody are tested, isolated, and quarantined. Those who are expelled under the Title 42 Public Health Authority are returned immediately. They are not placed in immigration court proceedings, and those we do not test because they are returned immediately.
But your own department's inspector general said that your testing policy and the failure to test a lot of people who end up in this country, that you rely on local or state officials and a lot of people don't get tested, has put communities in this country at risk.
It has. By the way, DHS now says migrants under the bridge, you know, the famous bridge, we've seen 10,000, 15,000, 16,000. I mean, you want to talk about what they call it, a COVID surge. What was the word? I'm asking my producer now, Diaz. What was that word they used? There was just a super spreader. Yeah, super spreader event. So the DHS department now has come out saying that those people under the bridge have not been tested for COVID. So you've got a super spreader event, 14,000 people by the thousands coming in and out every day and under the bridge. All these people hanging out together, living together, not masked up together, being released into America. And they're like, all right, well, yes, that's true. They didn't get tested. But stop talking about that, Ben, because what you need to understand is we're going to make your kids sit in hula hoops far away from each other in school with masks on. If you don't put a mask on your kid, then your child will not be educated. That's right. Your child will not be educated if you don't do what we tell you to do, how we tell you to do it, when we tell you to do it. The illegal immigrants, they play by a different set of rules, because when you're an American citizen, you have no rights under our leadership, under the Biden administration. You have no rights at all. You have no freedoms at all. We give you freedoms based on the mandates that we give you. And if you do what we tell you to do under the mandates, then we will give you your freedoms back. Remember when we went over this several weeks ago, where I said it was interesting that they were basically saying, and Biden was saying, you don't have or it was on CNN, I should say, excuse me, Chinese Communist News Network, and Don Lemon said, you don't get liberty and the pursuit of happiness until you get vaccinated. And once you get vaccinated, then we give you life. Then we give you your liberty. Then we give you your pursuit of happiness. That's what they actually said on CNN. Back to this Knox County superintendent, mask required, or we won't educate your kids. But illegal immigrants, you're good. Come on over. Totally fine. You're an American citizen. You have fewer rights in America than illegal immigrants.
In Knox County, our Ashley Boley is hearing from parents. Our Will Puckett is at Powell High School right now because could this affect sports? We have, of course, football games going into place. You know, we're counting down within the hours of what happens with sporting events. So, Will, let's start with you. What does this mean?
Well, Brittany, here is that entire lawsuit filed by roughly three Knox County school families asking a judge to put into place a mandate for all students, as you said, across the county. That judge ruling about midday today in putting in what is considered a temporary injunction, which means right now, as it stands, effective immediately, every student in Knox County schools will have to wear a mask inside of school buildings when they return to school on Monday.
Okay, now, if every kid to go to school has to wear a mask, which is what this federal judge has said, right, affecting Knox County where this lawsuit happened, then shouldn't every illegal immigrant crossing the border be forced to wear a mask too? The entire time that they're occupying the United States of America? Shouldn't every child coming across the border be forced to wear that same mask? You know, CNN's running a headline right now. School board meeting canceled as crowd protests mask mandates. People came in not wearing masks. So they canceled the school board meeting. Not a joke, right? Well, we just won't even allow the meeting to take place because of you people. School board meeting in Idaho to discuss a temporary mask mandate was canceled Friday due to security concerns. Security concerns related to the size of the crowd of people protesting the proposed requirement. So 100 people showing up, attempting to participate in the public school board meeting exceeded the meeting room's capacity, so they canceled the meeting because they said it was a security concern. So we take away your voice by canceling the meeting. Quote, that meeting was canceled shortly after it was scheduled to begin because of security concerns with the size of the crowd waiting outside. So now if you come and even voice your opinion, we look at you as a security threat. According to the video shared by a CNN affiliate, the crowd chanted, no more masks. That's your, there's in my child, my choice. The protesters also had signs, don't sell out our children and keep God's children unmasked. When members of the crowd began banging on the exterior door and shouting, police were on the scene to handle that. Immediately, they canceled the meeting of the board members and staff were able to safely exit because apparently they were all about to be killed by these parents who are angry about you putting more regulations on the children than you are about with the illegal immigrants coming across the border. By the way, you want to know what's on these masks just out of curiosity? Parents are also fighting back now. A group of parents actually sent their kids' face masks to a lab for analysis. You want to know what they found? Yeah, it's disgusting. Gainesville, Florida. A group of parents in Gainesville, Florida, concerned about potential harm from masks, submitted 6 face masks to a lab for analysis after their kids wore them in school, mandated, of course. The resulting report found that 5 masks were contaminated with bacteria, parasites, and fungi, including 3 with dangerous pathogens and pneumonia-causing bacteria. No viruses were detected on the mask, although the test is capable of detecting viruses. The analysis detected the following 11 alarming dangerous pathogens on the mask. One for tuberculosis, another one for meningitis and sepsis, one for pneumonia, feces, pneumonia bloodstream infections, meningitis, UTIs, and resistant to antibodies, another one. Some of these names I can't even name, like that what was on the mask, just so you know. There was also food poisoning, E. coli, found on masks. Another bacteria that caused Lyme disease. Another that caused diarrhea. Another one that causes laryngitis disease. And another one that had severe infections, high mortality rates. Don't worry here. It's just meningitis, sepsis. The list goes on and on. But hey, wear that mask, kids. Because we're saving your life and the illegal immigrants don't have to, but you do or we won't educate you. what also is just mystifying to me is the fact that in the same cities like Knox County, where they're forcing these kids to wear masks or you can't get an education, and I'm not, I want to be clear, my compare and contrast here. I'm not advocating for wearing masks at football games, but it is hilarious that you can have 110,000 people, 120,000 people in Neyland Stadium at University of Tennessee at Knoxville packing a football stadium with no mask, and yet Monday morning your kid must be muzzled. And if he doesn't, your kid can't get an education. We're not going to teach him how to read, write, or do arithmetic. You know, if you as parents show up at a board meeting in Idaho to discuss temporary mask mandates, it gets canceled if you chant because of a security risk, because apparently there's too many of you that showed up to say, no, absolutely not. We're not going to have our kids treated this way. Well, cancel the meeting. You're not going to talk to us that way. You're not going to show up in large numbers. We'll declare you a risk. That's what we'll do. And these migrants, by the way, the ones that are being released out at the border, they're not being monitored. We have no idea where they go afterwards, much less they have COVID or who they infected or the super spreader under the actual bridge. They're not monitored if they don't show up for court, which is exactly what Steve Hilton on Fox News Channel had to say this weekend.
I mean, there's so much going wrong on this border issue. We won't even have time to cover all of it. There's one specific point I want to put to you. You saw Mayorkas today out there saying, well, it's fine because, you know, some of them we sent back to Mexico and some we sent back to Haiti. And then the majority, by the way, that's fine because they're in court proceedings. And he used this term, court proceedings, as if that's all fine and we should be reassured by that. That's just total BS, isn't it?
Yeah, if his lips are moving, he's lying. He's been lying for 9 months, saying the border's secure. And we all see the video is not. Look, what he said today, again, he deflects because the 8,000 returned to Mexico, they're in the United States right now because they just went further down the line in 224 miles of border that was not patrolled because they moved the resources to Rio Grande Valley or to Del Rio. 224 miles open border. That's where those 8,000 went. And the 15,000, he says, are in immigration proceedings. They were released on a notice to report. The notice to report on the bottom says, you are not in custody, you are not in removal proceedings, and ICE will not detain you. You are released. And I've done this for 35 years. The majority of them are never going to show up in court because what Mayorkas failed to say is, well, we're going to trust them to show up in court. And let me tell you something. He says they're monitored. They're not monitored. They've been released. They only get monitored once they get in the court. So he sat on Chris Wallace's show and continue his lies to the American people. It's disgusting.
Exactly. That's why I wanted you on this tonight, Tom, because you know the reality. You know he's lying.
He is lying. They're not being monitored. When he says they're being monitored, no, they're not. Okay, so now the Biden administration's got a problem, right? You got angry parents who they're being held to a higher standard than illegal immigrants coming across the border. You have angry healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, medical staff, being held to a higher standard than illegal immigrants coming across the border. So how do you change the narrative on that? Got it. Maxine Waters, Haitians not being treated like human beings because they are black.
You mentioned the Afghan refugees, if you will, those that are coming into our country. Why the different approach to them versus the Haitians? Yes, I know there are those that have the special visas and they're coming in because they assisted the United States during this 20-year war. Totally makes sense. But is there more to it, the difference between these two approaches?
Well, let me just say this, that Haitians have been the victims of, not only our country, but Canada and France for years, historically. They're black, they're poor, it's the poorest country in the hemisphere, they have been exploited, and it continues all the time. They are not, it does not appear that they are seen in the same way that they see others. Haitians have been the victims because they were the first country to fight off, you know, the repression of France. And of course, France have made them pay a big price for it. Yes, I think they're treated differently because they're black, because they are Haitians, and because traditionally they have not been treated as human beings.
Yes, there it is. There's the controversy, my friends. That is the controversy. You're welcome. That's it, folks. That's the controversy. Don't you dare bring up the Haitians getting COVID-19 vaccinated. Don't you dare talk about them being released into society, because if you have any problems with this, you're a bunch of racists. Fix that problem, right? Governor Greg Abbott, by the way, on protecting the border, he said, look, we're desperate. We're doing what the Biden administration refuses to do. Biden administration has an open door policy, same thing that Donald Trump said at his rally this week. And we're desperate for some sort of law and order. This administration is creating lies and lying about our men and women protecting the border, saying that they're trampling Haitians with horses, which never happened, saying they're whipping Haitians with leather whips, which never happened, strapping them like slave owners did, which never happened, because it gets the focus off of what's actually happening at the border. Just make it up and lie about it. That's all you got to do. Just flat out lie. Then you won't actually look at the real catastrophe that's happening.
My conversation with Secretary Mayorkas, your reaction.
Listen, Secretary Mayorkas, and if I could be candid, even President Biden, they are in dereliction of duty. Listen, they talked about the laws they were trying to apply. The United States Constitution itself requires that the president and the federal government secure the sovereignty of the United States of America, including the states in the United States of America. And the Biden administration has abandoned any pretense of securing the sovereignty of either Texas or the United States by having these open border policies that you so well articulated. They have created a magnet that led to these massive groups of Haitians, as well as the other groups that are coming here for one reason, and that's because they have sent a message and a signal to the entire world that they are not going to secure the border. They're going to allow them across. You talked to Secretary Mayorkas, right, repeatedly asking him why they did not stop the Haitians from coming across the border in the first place. Chris, everyone knew, including the Biden administration, the Haitians had gathered on the Mexican side of the border before they crossed, and the Biden administration did nothing to stop those Haitians who had gathered en masse in Mexico from coming across the border.
So, Governor, let me ask you about what you're trying to do. You have set up what you call Operation Lone Star in Texas, and let's take a look at some of the measures. The Texas legislature has approved almost $3 billion for border security, including building a wall. You've surged thousands of state personnel, including National Guard, to work with local law enforcement. Governor, are you, in effect, taking over immigration policy for the state of Texas?
I will give you the words of Border Patrol agents themselves in Del Rio when they said that the surge of migrants across the border was stopped only when the Texas Department of Public Safety and the National Guard showed up to provide a steel barrier to prevent the migrants from coming across. As soon as the National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety showed up, literally with hundreds, if not thousands, of vehicles, that is when the illegal migration stopped. That's exactly what the Biden administration could do if they wanted to. But, Chris, it's the kind of thing that Texas is going to have to continue to do, in addition to the other policies that you did not announce. And that is, as opposed to catch and release, Texas has imposed a policy where we are going to arrest and jail people who are coming across the border for trespassing into areas into the state of Texas.
Well, let me ask you, because in your first answer, you said that under the Constitution, the president has a responsibility to protect the sovereignty of this country. And I know you're a strict constitutionalist, but the Constitution is pretty clear, and so has the Supreme Court in repeated rulings, that it is the federal government, whether it does it or not, it's the federal government that has responsibility for immigration laws. And in fact, the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has written to you and threatened to sue, arguing that you and your state are overstepping your authority.
Because the Biden administration is refusing to do its duty to enforce the laws of the United States, they have left Texas in no position other than for us to step up and do what we have to do. You know, you mentioned the people in Del Rio and the way that Del Rio was overrun by a population about the same size of Del Rio that had been coming across the border illegally. As governor, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to step up and do whatever I have to do to make sure that I protect the people of Del Rio, as well as all these other communities in the state of Texas that the Biden administration is ignoring. The people in South Texas, they are angry about the Biden administration for ignoring them, for abandoning them. The Biden administration cares far more about people who are not in this country than he does the people, American citizens who live in this country. And I'm going to step up and support the citizens of the United States.
He's right. Governor Abbott's absolutely right. They've totally just abandoned Texas. They don't care. This is all being done on purpose. This is all being done deliberately. Whether it's, I never saw agents whipping anyone, says the photographer of the images, the center of the Border Patrol hoax, right? Saying that. Mayorkas, approximately 12,000 Haitian migrants released in the U.S. Could even be higher. Any of them tested for COVID? No. Governor Abbott having to say, I'll hire any border agents fired by the Biden administration who's wasting our taxpayer dollars investigating something that never took place, all trying to change the narrative. President Trump said it right. Biden has thrown our border wide open, and this is an invasion, and it's all being done on purpose. Every bit of this is being done on purpose. Part one of our podcast on the expose at the border is already up. That deals with these incredible men and women who are being, quote, investigated for doing their jobs at the border, and the lie about them whipping Haitians and the whole race card being played. Make sure you go back and listen to that. And we'll be doing this each and every day on our podcast this week, giving you more of the facts of what actually is going on. Make sure you share this with your family and friends as well. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow.